We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, Ardy and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
Two more weeks until Raya, but we decided, you know what? It's time for us to take a look at a different kind of Ramadan. You know, because not many of us get to break fast with the families.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know what? Work still continues. You still have your duties. And we all know that sometimes the traffic during Ramadan is extra bad. Oh. So going home in time or getting home in time can be a challenge.
Yeah, this was a trend that we noticed when we decided to start this project called Breakfast with The Mixed Breakfast. So many people saying like, come breakfast with me because like what Aisha said, I'm stuck in traffic. I can't leave work.
And then it's sad to book a posse alone you're at the office or whatever.
Yeah.
One of the entries that we got was from Shuhada, who says that she breaks fast in the car most times because of the jam and because of her working hours. So we went to be with her.
So how long is the drive back to your house? I mean, it's not like we're going all the way back to your house, lah.
Yeah.
How long is the drive?
The drive, okay, on a normal day, on normal day, 50 to 1 hour, 50 minutes to 1 hour.
And Ramadan is traffic on steroids. How long would...
Oh my god, that's like even worse, man. Like if I were to leave at 4:30, worst case 5, I would probably reach just in time for buka puasa.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay, what are your working hours like though?
Well, okay, the good thing about me is that it's like as if it's my father's company, but no. But
oh yeah, it's good. Have that ownership in your sense.
Yeah. So it's just that because we are very flexible, and we are all working on hybrid. So there are days where I will be working from home. Wow, so fast this guy. So there will be days that I will be working from home most of the days. So maybe about 2-3 days that I will be working in the office, especially when I have events and things to do where I need to see people.
So that was Shu, and that was what we were up to lah. This week, our project is called Breakfast with The Mixed Breakfast because many Malaysians out there don't get to breakfast with their friends and their family members.
That's what we saw. It was like a trend. Many people had to work, and Shu is one of them who sometimes needs to breakfast in her car. So we jumped on that, went and sat down and maka-maka with her, and we wanted to know more in depth how many times in a month or during the month of Ramadan does she has to buka puasa in her vehicle?
So in the month of Ramadan, how many times would you be buka puasa in the car?
Well, it's not often. Maybe like for example, like today we have an event which stretched out until what, 6:30, 6:40, something like that, right? So there's no point of rushing back home now when you will be stuck in the jam. So I would just, you know, stay back and buka puasa, simple stuff, and then just drive back slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But those unforeseen circumstances where you leave early but somehow
you're still stuck in the traffic,
so that's not often, but it happened.
Yeah.
So with that being the case, right, like what would you normally have then for your fast?
You kumpul ailio dengan telan.
Yes, ah.
No lah.
Well, I will always have my...
Korino. Korino. To batal puasa. We usually have some standby stuff.
Yeah. So I normally have my water bottle.
Yeah.
And then, worst case, korma or something that I pack in the bag. Something like that.
Breaking fast in this kind of like situations and all that kind of stuff, right? Is there something that you've missed doing that's kind of crossed your mind?
I think nowadays it's not so much regret because my kids are now a bit bigger and grown up. But even nowadays also, even if I were to, you know, sometimes you have buka puasa with your friends or office, sometimes I still have that guilt where I feel like, oh, you know, my kids is just at home, you know, eating, you know, even it's still food, right? But it's still like, you know, home-cooked food when I get to enjoy nice buffet or
you
nice...
You, your mama food. Guilt.
Yeah, yeah. That mama guilt, lah,
you
know?
You're not so, the only one.
Yeah. So I have that. But then I compensate, lah. I compensate. Then either I will order something for buka puasa at home or on a weekend I'll bring them out. But I will try to avoid the going out part. You know how crazy it is to find a place to eat for buka puasa during Ramadan.
Yeah, sampai barat.
So our project this week is called Breakfast with the Mixed Breakfast. We asked you to send in your entries, and this time around, we were breaking our fast in a car with Shu. We had more questions for her, especially about how she really felt about buka puasa in the car.
You know, when you terpaksa buka puasa on the road, and yeah, because it has happened.
Yeah.
I feel sad. Do you feel like, alamak, you know, I could have made it in time?
Yeah,
or
of course.
Stayed back in buka with my colleagues, or made it in time to buka puasa with the family.
Yeah, I do. I do feel that, like, you know, rather than me wasting my time on the road facing the traffic, I would rather, like, you know, like you say, stay back and you know, just grab something light with colleagues. Mm. Or maybe I should just leave earlier for that day, knowing that it's going to rain or something. Leave earlier, then I should be able to reach home in time. But yeah, so, but sometimes things happen, right?
Yeah.
Can't foresee it, yeah. Mm-mm. But the guilt is definitely there, lah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then... today, kira we teman you lah.
Yes, thank you so much. Aww. Aww. So,
we teman you, so you
missing
tak susah.
Missing Prem. Missing Pakcik
Prem. Pakcik Prem sends his regards.
Yeah, I thank know, you. Right? He's missing out on the food lah. Like,
yes,
that,
I know. Sure. Too bad, Prem.
Oh, you missed out on the traffic jam and the rain and the slight bungee.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry that I couldn't be with that. But thank you, guys, for manning the fort. It was very hard being bedridden and unwell, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't worry, don't worry. We came out with an alternative, lah. I'm picking you up from now on.
Oh, but I can't get out of bed, you know?
Okay.
Just the way you like it. You like it. Everything 100% real. True story. The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD and Frame.